This is part one of a previously recorded two-part Live and Local interview. It's time for another installment of Live and Local. From the studios of 33rd and Burt, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. He is currently the 13th music director in the Omaha Symphony's 100-year history. He succeeded the maestro Thomas Wilkins. He's recognized today by orchestras and audiences alike for his impressive conducting technique, thoughtful interpretations, and engaging podium presence. Personally, he's also got a great sense of humor, and he's fun to talk to. He's the maestro, Ankush Kumar Bahel. Welcome, sir. Thank you for joining me on Live and Local today.
So great to be here. Thanks for having me.
First of all, congratulations on being fully installed. We had a chat when you were named to this position. There was about a year of transition for that. Now that you're in the spot, the desk is yours. How does it feel?
Feels great. To be back in the saddle coming out of this pandemic and working with an orchestra I'm excited to make music with, an organization that's so on top of everything, both during COVID and since we're restarting our concerts. It's great to be the decision maker and the music maker of a great organization. I feel very lucky, and I feel really empowered to, you know, put my artistic vision out there for the community in Omaha to discover and enjoy, hopefully.
On September 24th through the 26th, Bahel conducts Beethoven 7 is a show that you are conducting, taking the podium for the first time as music director. This show is pretty amazing. When you look at the people here, we've got Gershwin, there's Adams, you've got Stills in there as well. I mean, if you'd thrown in Copland, you might as well have to require red, white, and blue to be worn to come see this. I mean, it's really a celebration of American music, right?
Absolutely. Couldn't be more excited about this program. We were very thoughtfully crafting it. Obviously, it's our opening concert together. And I really wanted to epitomize kind of what my vision for the organization and the community, what the community is going to enjoy in our concert hall in a kind of a microcosm in one concert. You know, I really carry two very strong passions as a conductor and a musician. And that's really championing American works, American composers, American soloists. Some largely represented, and some piece composers you've never really heard of, but you know I've fallen in love with over the course of my career. And the second hat that I like to wear and that I feel strongly and passionate about is, you know, showing off this great orchestra doing an absolute masterwork. Beethoven's Seventh Symphony is monumental. It's totally epic. It's something that you've probably heard in movies and just in the background here and there, but you know, it's our job as a great orchestra, one of the nation's greatest orchestras, to present a masterpiece in the most masterful way possible. So while I totally am a champion of American music, I also recognize that our past is rooted in the East European tradition of classical music in Beethoven, Mozart, and Haydn. And this orchestra is phenomenal at that repertoire, so we want to show them off in this repertoire as well.
Because of the COVID, are there still COVID protocols regarding the spacing of the orchestra? And if so, what has that done to the sound? You've conducted this orchestra before. What has that done to the sound, and how different is the sound by having the orchestra spread out a little more?
It's a great question. We are very fortunate to have the Holland Center as our 75th musician on stage. The Holland Center makes us really helps us project and warms up the sound. The acoustic in that hall is pretty phenomenal, and it's one thing I really took note of when I first came and guest conducted the orchestra a couple years ago. So it's a great question. In a lot of different spaces and a lot of different concert halls across the nation, you'll probably hear a bigger difference than you would at the Omaha Symphony and the Holland Center. So I think we're really grateful to have such a wonderful acoustic. And while we were socially distanced for our concert in February, I had very few string players. We played the Sibelius Symphony together. It's actually quite luscious, quite rich. The strings came really across quite well. I mean, at that point, the brass was in the balcony. So we had a lot of learning curve in terms of the how to play together so spaced out. Of course, that takes a minute. But once we were able to do that a couple times in rehearsal, it felt pretty normal, actually, in the concerts, which I'm very grateful for. This fall, as far as I know, as we know today, we're not going to have large protocols for the orchestra on stage. and the audience, I'm not 100% sure what the protocols are going to be. I'm sure masking is optional but encouraged. It might be mandatory in the Holland Center. I'm not quite sure. I can't answer that question right now.
Sure, no troubles
at all. The orchestra is going to be fairly normal, what you normally are looking at.
As you conduct Beethoven 7th and the rest of the Gershwin and everything else that's going on. Jazz pianist Aaron Deal joins you as well. And some may just look at this on the surface and say, wow, a jazz pianist is part of this. That's very interesting. But you have been a frequent collaborator with jazz legend Wayne Shorter, the tenor saxophonist, for a long time. Mm-hmm. Jazz has really been a part of what it is you do. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. I mean, I love music. I mean, music, I love some country music. I love some rock and roll. I love some jazz, some pop music. I like what the kids are listening to today is on the radio once in a while. I think good music is good music.
Join me tomorrow at 7:45 a.m. and 3:44 p.m. for the conclusion of this live and local interview.